There are different aspects to the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we look at the aspect with regards to fulfilling of oaths and promises. Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. O you believe, fulfill your promises. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the first of the believers, was foremost in this regard. Abdullah ibn Abu al-Hamsa narrates, and he says that before Nubuwa, I once engaged in some trade transaction with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually owed him a bit of money, promised him that I would return with it shortly, but as fate would have it, completely forgot about my promise. Only 3 days later, I recalled my assurance to return with the money. And the moment I remembered this promise, I rushed out to the previous place and found Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam waiting there patiently. All he said that you put me into difficulty. I've been waiting here for you for the last 3 days. Subhanallah. While the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was being put onto paper, Suhail's son Abu Jandal escaped from captivity and he appeared before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam while still in leg shackles. He had already embraced Islam before this, and the disbelievers of Makkah were subjecting him to, you know, indescribable atrocities. And the moment Suhail saw him, he gleefully remarked, well, this is the first person to be returned as per the terms of our treaty. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi appealed and said, well, the treaty has not been concluded as yet. In other words, the treaty is only binding once the treaty is written out completely and the signatures are affixed to it. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi pleaded with Suhail repeatedly to hand over Abu Jandal to the believers. But Suhail was adamant, and ultimately Nabi sallallahu surrendered him to Suhail. And the mushrikeen of Makkah were subjecting him to a range of, you know, punishments and torture. This is why Abu Jandal, in a grief-laden voice, addressed the believers, what a pity, O Muslims, I'm being surrendered to the believers. And on hearing, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pacified Abu Jandal by saying, Ya Aba Jandal, isbir wahtasib, fa inna la taghdur, wa inna Allah ja'ilun laka farajan wa makhraja. O Abu Jandal, exercise patience and pin your hopes on Allah, as we do not like to violate the terms of a treaty. However, be rest assured that Allah will surely come with a strategy to relieve you of your difficulties. And his return to the believers or disbelievers, it was very difficult for the Muslims. Sayyidina Umar was unable to restrain himself and said, O Nabi of Allah, are you not the true messenger of Allah? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. Sayyidina Umar said, are we not on the true path while they are wandering on the path of deviation? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no doubt about it. Sayyidina Umar then says, then why do we have to tolerate this humiliation? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, I am the Rasul and the true messenger of Allah. I am not likely to breach the commandment of Allah. He is my helper and supporter. Sayyidina Umar then asked, okay, fine. But did you not promise us that we would perform tawaf of the Baytullah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when did I promise that we will perform tawaf this year? And Sayyidina Umar then went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and had the same conversation with him as well. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave the exact same response, word for word, as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had offered it. And Sayyidina Umar says, you know, following this episode, he says, I was incredibly ashamed of my action. And in expiation of this misbehavior, he says, I performed numerous salah, observed a great number of fasts, gave charity, and emancipated many slaves. Because of this, how he regretted it. So this was the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfilling his promise, which he had given to the kuffar. And during the Umratul Qadha, the kuffar allowed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam only 3 days to remain in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he fulfilled his promise and emerged, even though he had a whole army of 1,200 sahaba who could have forced the issue to stay longer. But here he obliged. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for the hijrah to Medina, he told Sayyidina Ali to stay behind to return the trust that people had left with him. It was because of this that people called him Al-Amin. And Sayyidina Ali says, I stayed for 3 days after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left and made myself seen without hiding from the people for even a single day. I then left Makkah and followed the road of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took until I reached the neighborhood of Banu Amr ibn Auf tribe in Quba, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was staying. He says, I stayed in the home of Kulthum ibn Himd, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also staying there. So this was also in line with, you know, fulfilling the trust and the covenant. Dawood ibn al-Husayn says that the people of Makkah maintained that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam grew up as a young man, is most dignified and most polite and the most supportive to their neighbors, the most forbearing, the most truthful and honest and most remote from fighting, arguing an evil of immorality. And this is why his people honored him with the title of Al-Amin. Even during the war, Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman says that nothing prevented me from being present at the Battle of Badr except this incident. And he says, I came out with my father, Usayl, to participate in the battle. But we were caught by the disbelievers of Quraysh. They said, do you intend to go to Muhammad? And we said, we do not intend to go to him, but we wish to go back to Medina. So they took us from us a covenant in the name of Allah that we would turn back to Medina and would not fight on the side of Muhammad. So we came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and related the incident. And he said, both of you proceed to Medina. We will fulfill the covenant made with them and seek Allah's help against them. So subhanAllah, this is an important part. You know, these days we take our word very lightly, yet it is an important part of our deen to uphold our word. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the sincerity and commitment.